Yes Music Podcast, episode 160, the second YMP quiz.
This is John Davison, and you're listening to Yes Music Podcast.
Hi, this is Jeff Dales, and you're listening to Yes Music Podcast.
Hi, this is Steve Howe, and you're listening to me on the Yes Music Podcast. Have a good time. Listen. Bye.
Welcome to episode 160 of the Yes Music Podcast, one fan's exploration of the world's greatest progressive rock band. I'm your host, Kevin Mulryan. Please remember how you can get involved with the podcast via the various different ways on the site, yesmusicpodcast.com. As you can probably hear, I'm currently camping out in a bedroom at my house to record the podcast. This is because we have builders in at the moment fitting three bathrooms. So if you hear a few crashes in this episode, that's why. It was good to see this week on Twitter that Jason Gonzalez has almost completed his collection of vinyl main sequence Yes albums. Those might come in handy a little bit later in this episode. Mark Anthony Kay tweeted a picture of a 3DVD set I hadn't seen before, and I've put a link to it in the show notes for this episode. Mark also made some very kind comments about the YMP, which was lovely. Ken Fuller noticed two reviews of very different albums, the new Stephen Wilson remix of Relayer and the Billy Sherwood-influenced Open Your Eyes. Both are well worth reading, and the links are in the show notes, of course. Ken also mentioned the fact that he attended gigs at the Marquee Club in London in late 1971. As always, it's an honour to know that listeners to the YMP have such rich, deep experience, which I can only dream about. Our old friend and bass aficionado Miguel Falcao also announced a remaster of his 2008 Astral Traveller cover, which is, as usual, brilliant. So many thanks to everyone who got in touch this week. Finally, I received a voicemail from the enigmatic John G. It made me laugh out loud, as they say. See what you think.
Hi there! This is not John Anderson, but it's about as close as I can get. Anyway, I just want to say you got a great website there, and it's so great to be here with you tonight! Woo!
So this week I present the second Yes Music Podcast quiz. Last time, Joost Maglef won. This time, it could be you. Unlike last time, I'm going to give you all the questions in one go. I've decided to ask 20 questions, half about the Yes Alphabet episodes of the YMP and half about Yes album covers. So here we go, first of all with those Yes Alphabet episode questions. Number 1. Which letter I is the Young Rascals tune which was given the Yes cover treatment in 1971, but only released in the Word is Live boxed set many years later? Question 2. Which letter G do I describe as not an easy listen by any means, but the order out of chaos which happens towards the end is masterfully handled, with the acoustic guitar solo passage leading to a hauntingly beautiful melody? Question 3. Which D did I sum up like this? A great artist, and I think the gracious and generous way he accepted his departure from the band will always speak volumes about his integrity and how much he personally got out of the experience. Question 4. Who was Ken Brody referring to in the letter Q episode when he said this? Given those aborted sessions, it makes him an interesting choice. If memory serves, I don't think some of the members had kind words for him in the years following the sessions. It always seems, though, the members of the band are good at fence-mending. Question 5. Which letter S track did I describe like this? The tender beauty of this song always sends shivers down my spine. For a real squire treat, listen to his quiet but perfectly formed line as it climbs around the highest reaches of the instrument, and then cascades down for the chorus. K adds some engaging keyboards, and it's an immersive trip, encompassing the best of the Flower Power era, as well as the developing Yes aesthetic. A lovely song. Question 6. Which letter E track am I talking about when I say this track only contains one official Yes man, alongside arguably the only other bass player most Yes fans would be happy to have in the band, if Chris Squire were ever to leave? Question 7. Which letter P is this? The band take the opportunity to emphasise the title by moving to a couple of different triple-time feels, settling on an almost waltz beat after the more complex opening patterns. The lyrics talk about inside-out and outside-in, beautifully reinforcing the topsy-turvy arrangement. Question 8. What letter B prompted me to ponder like this? Maybe we can see the beginnings of the split between band members who wanted to go separate ways, those pushing for a more rock-orientated, heavy songs, and those attempting to pull things back in a more progressive direction, if that's not a contradiction in terms. Question 9. The work of which letter M prompted me to say this? His use of psychedelic colour palettes and shapes might make him a good fit for the band, at least in its late 60s origins, but the cover of this album, with its minimalist plain white background, doesn't really convey that feeling at all. And finally in this section, question 10, which letter J did I point out had appeared twice in different bands' visual work, but not played a note on any of their musical output? So here's section 2 of the quiz. It's all about Yes album covers. Question 11. Which Yes album cover features icebergs and black and white creatures? Question 12. Which Yes album cover was changed for US release due to the imagery used on the original? Question 13. Which album cover was the first to feature the Roger Dean Bubble logo? Question 14. Name one album cover which features both the Bubble Yes logo and the square Japanese-inspired one. 15. Which album cover was originally intended to be reversible and so has the name of the album on both the back and the front? Question 16. Most Yes album covers consist of paintings or other graphic elements, but name one which also features at least one photograph. Question 17. Which Roger Dean cover includes a real landmark from planet Earth? Question 18. Which album cover features a digitized world map? Question 19. Which original album cover includes black and white photographic elements? And finally, question 20. Which album cover did Roger Dean say was supposed to look like leather? I'll also put the questions in the show notes for the episode. If you feel like entering the quiz to win a small Yes-related prize, please let me have your answers and your name via the feedback form on yesmusicpodcast.com by Monday the 15th of December. Even if you don't want to submit answers, I hope you've still enjoyed listening to the questions.
I've heard all Yes Music podcasts every week. I love to hear what Kevin says. I've heard all Yes Music podcasts every week. I love to hear what Kevin says.
So that's up just about all the time I have this week. A short episode, but an important one for the second YMP quiz. I'll be back next week, but in the meantime, please do get involved with the podcast by subscribing via your podcatcher or web service of choice at yesmusicpodcast.com. Let me know if you can't find the Yes Music Podcast where you'd like to listen. You can leave a comment on the blog, send a tweet or direct message to @YesMusicPodcast on Twitter, send an email to show@YesMusicPodcast.com or follow Yes Music Podcast on Instagram. You can upload an audio file or record a voice message via the buttons on the site, or you can leave a voicemail on 0844 579 6949 using the mailbox number 39417. So don't forget to submit your answers to the second Yes Music Podcast quiz, and until next week, just remember, whatever your progressive rock question, the answer is yes.